Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's face it, life in the digital age can feel like a constant tug of war. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and that insatiable need to be connected. Ever felt like you're just running on autopilot, chasing after the next dopamine hit from your phone? I know I have. That's why we're diving deep into something truly powerful. A better way to live. We're not just talking about taking a break from social media, although that's definitely part of it, but about reclaiming our time, attention, and ultimately our happiness. So, what are the secrets to ditching the digital poison and embracing a more fulfilling life? Let's get real for a minute. First off, mindful tech use is key. This doesn't mean deleting your apps or becoming a hermit, though. If that works for you, rock on. It's about being conscious of how technology affects you. Notice when you find yourself mindlessly scrolling. Identify those triggers boredom, stress, FOMO, and find healthy alternatives. Ever noticed how many times you pick up your phone when you're feeling restless or anxious? Maybe try a quick walk, some deep breaths, or even journaling instead of reaching for that instant dopamine fix. Next up, cultivate real-life connections. Remember the joy of face-to-face conversations, love to share without a screen in between. Make time for meaningful interactions with friends and family. It's amazing how quickly those digital distractions fade away when you're genuinely present with someone. Now, let's talk about prioritizing your passions. We all have things that light us up, hobbies, creative pursuits, even volunteering. Carve out dedicated time for these activities. When you invest in your passions, you tap into a wellspring of joy and fulfillment that no algorithm can match. It's like rediscovering the magic of doing something simply because it brings you happiness, not because it racks up likes or shares. Speaking of finding joy, remember the power of nature. Ever walk through a forest and feel your worries melt away? There's a reason for that. Spending time outdoors has incredible benefits for our mental and physical well-being. So go for those hikes, take a bike ride, sit under a tree and just breathe in the fresh air. It's a powerful antidote to the digital world's relentless demands. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude shifts our focus away from what we lack and towards the abundance that already surrounds us. It's a game changer for happiness. Think about those 5 takeaways. Can you imagine how different your life could feel if you implemented them even just a little bit each day? Let me tell you, I was feeling totally burnt out a few months ago, endless emails, deadlines that felt like they were breathing down my neck, and the constant temptation to scroll through social media instead of actually living. Then I decided to try something different. I started taking short walks every morning, even if it was just for 10 minutes. No phone allowed. It felt so refreshing to be present in nature, listening to the birds and feeling the sun on my face. Slowly but surely, I started incorporating more mindfulness into my day, paying attention to how I felt when I reached for my phone, consciously choosing activities that brought me joy, and reminding myself to appreciate the little things. You know what? It worked. My energy levels went up, my stress levels plummeted, and I actually felt like I was living instead of just existing. So remember, friends, you have the power to choose a better way to live. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. Every small step you take towards mindful tech use, genuine connections, personal growth, and gratitude makes a difference. Now go out there and create a life that truly inspires you. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated with you. What are you going to try next week? I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.